Hello again, Robin Williams with another Year of Science shows. First, a farewell to three scientific giants who've just died. E.O. Wilson of biophilia fame, the man who loved ants. Secondly, Tom Lovejoy, the ecologist who tried so hard to save the Amazon and other precious centres of biodiversity. And thirdly, Richard Leakey, anthropologist and defender of elephants. They died last week. In a few moments, a portrait of a man who died 150 years ago, Charles Babbage, who gave you computers. Or nearly did. But let's kick off 2022 with a mega news story published in the journal Science Advances this very day. A fossil find like no other. And it comes from right here in New South Wales. Yes, an amazing fossil discovery. Lots of examples of soft tissues, not just bones. This is almost beyond belief. How can these delicate organs be preserved for so very long? Matt McCurry is curator of paleontology at the Australian Museum. Where do you go to look for this famous fossil?
Look, the new site that we've discovered is in central New South Wales. It's incredibly exciting because we haven't found any really great new fossil sites in New South Wales for a very long time. So it's been decades since we've made a big discovery about a whole new area where we've found fossils.
How did you know where to look?
In this case, the initial site discovery was actually found by a local farmer. So Nigel was ploughing his field and he's hit a rock, split open, and he's seen a leaf on the surface. And I'd met Nigel travelling through the area before, and so he gave us a call at the Australian Museum and had us out there to look at the site in more detail.
Wonderful story. I've heard something like it before when we talked about Alex Ritchie and Canoundra with the Devonian fish. Because in Canoundra, New South Wales, a farmer was similarly excavating something and said, that's got a funny shape. And it's one of the greatest fossil fish finds in history. But where you are, what have you found there?
Yeah, so we're looking at a Miocene ecosystem. So there's a huge number of different types of fossils preserved at this site. There's plenty of plants, so we can tell a lot about the ecosystem itself. Lots of the leaves that we find have adaptations for a really wet environment. So things like drip tips that allow them to survive in really wet conditions. But if you look around in central New South Wales today, it's really dry, it's quite arid. And so it shows us just how much the ecosystem's changed over about the last 15 million years.
Okay, give us some of your highlights, the ones about which you're tremendously excited.
Okay, so I think the thing that I'm most excited about is the level of detail that's preserved in these fossils. Most of the time when paleontologists find fossils of organisms, we just find one or two fragmentary bones. And so we only find the hard parts of the organisms, the parts that are more likely to survive and be turned into fossils. But at this fossil site, we're finding all of the soft tissues, all of the bones of organisms, and if we look at the tissues under a scanning electron microscope, we can even see the cellular structures preserved and the organelles. So we can tell a huge amount about these fossils just because of how well preserved they are.
How come they're so well preserved? Because, you know, soft tissue, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, and so that's another really exciting aspect about this site. It's a new type of rock to find really well-preserved fossils in. It's an iron hydroxide called goethite. And what we think's happened is there's a really iron-rich basalt weathering away at the top of this hill. And as it's weathered away in really wet, humid conditions in the Miocene, the iron's flooded through the groundwater into this billabong. So it's an oxbow lake or a billabong like we find in rivers today. And that iron has flooded the system so much that it started precipitating out around all of the organisms that are in the water body. And so they've just been swimming around and suddenly encased in iron.
I see. So it's mainly waterborne creatures, is it? Or land ones as well?
Yeah, we get a mixture. So most of the organisms we find were living in the water, so things like fish and aquatic insects. We also get a lot of things that have washed in from the shore. So we have things like big mygalomorph spiders, so spiders like funnel webs, that have washed in from terrestrial environments into that water.
And what's the creature which has feathers?
Yeah, so we found a feather at this site as well. So that's one of the most important finds in this discovery, is we've shown that the soft tissues, including feathers, are preserved. We can't actually tell what exact species the feather is from, but we know it's from a really small bird, so something about the size of a swallow.
Ah, it is a bird, so it's not necessarily a one of the dinosaurs from way back?
No, so this fossil site's from around 15 million years ago. So it's after the dinosaurs went extinct. It's when a lot of the marsupials were wandering around in the Australian environment. But it's from a time that we really don't have many fossils preserved from. And so we don't know exactly what we're going to find at this site, just because we've never found really good fossils from that time period.
So presumably over the last, two, 3 years, you've actually been working away. Are you still at it there?
We are. So yeah, we go to the site two or three times a year and we spend a week excavating. So that includes kind of mapping out areas where we want to dig, bringing up the fossils. We use a hammer and chisel to split the rock, and it's kind of like opening the pages of a book. So every time you split the rock, you don't know what's going to be on the surfaces. So sometimes you might split it and just see a few aquatic insects that we've already found plenty of, and sometimes you might split it and find a brand new species that we've never found before.
And does the farmer keep the area protected?
He does. So yeah, we make sure we keep the location of the site secret, and the farmer's definitely on board to make sure that the site's preserved and that we're able to capture all this scientific information from it.
Yeah, well, the Australian Museum, of course, William Street, with all sorts of traffic just outside. So it must be quite a relief getting into the country and digging away. When are you going next?
So we're back out to the site in early January.
Is it going to be terribly hot there?
It is. So yeah, in January, February, it is quite hot. It's hard to keep working in the middle of summer, but we're just so excited to get out there and find these fossils.
And it's the team from the Australian Museum, or do you have people from the University of New South Wales and elsewhere as well?
Yeah, so it's a big team. So it involves people from the Australian Museum, people from the University of Canberra, people from Australian National University and the University of New South Wales, but also international people as well. So we have research scientists from the US and from Germany that fly over to help us with this work.
The word's got round.
It has.
Fantastic. Hope to go there with you one day.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic.
Yes, a fantastic discovery, but true. Published in Science Advances on this very day, Dr. Matt McCurry from the Australian Museum in Sydney and the University of New South Wales, with a really top-level discovery to start the year.